welcome to you. My name is Dominic Victor and you're locked on to Football Supplements Podcast. Welcome to another exciting episode of this podcast. And on today's edition of the podcast, we'll be taking a big review of all the games that went down on Saturday. It was launch hour kickoff time when Manchester City, they lost convincingly to Leeds United by 2-1. Marcelo Bielsa, the mentor of Pep Guardiola, teaching his mentee how the game really works. And after 8 games without a win, Liverpool, they finally got all reasons to smile after they defeated Aston Villa 2-1. A very beautiful goal from Trent Alexander-Arnold to give Liverpool all 3 points now on. And Tuchel and Klopp's men currently temporarily moved to top 4 position, which have been occupied by Chelsea. And on that last game for the review today, it's Thomas Tuchel after a big surprising defeat to West Bromwich Albion. His team finally got all maximum points, and what a comeback he did from Chelsea as they saw off Crystal Palace by 4-2. Just stay with me for the very few minutes of this podcast, and this and many more will be yours. It promises to be entertaining indeed. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media handles. Just search for Football Supplement Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Football Supplement Podcast. Let us know what your thought of this match is over there on social media. And if you're ready, I am ready. Let's rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's officially get things on the way as Marcelo Bielsa and Pep Guardiola, mentor versus mentee, in this encounter. But it was the mentor getting the best of the results as his side, now sitting 9th of the Premier League table, courtesy a 1-2 victory over Manchester City. They are currently looking like the runaway league winners with 14 points clear of Manchester United. However, they could not get a maximum 3 points against this Leeds United side, which were very compact defensively. It was Stuart Dallas, 5 years since he scored 2 in a single match, but he did it against Manchester City in this encounter. His first goal was a beauty to behold, pinpoint accuracy, and Edison had no chance at that one. Magnificent results for Leeds United. They were one man down. Yes, their captain was sent off after an horrible challenge when he tried to clear the ball from one of Manchester City's players. The red card was a VAR decision, but initially the referee gave him a yellow card, but that was overturned and given straight red, and he was sent off. Leeds United, they were now down to 10 men against 11 against a Manchester City that are very, very porous. They're very compact. You can cause havoc to any team. Leeds United, they show composure and determination, yes, when you have a manager like Marcelo Bielsa, who will tell you not to give up. Even if you are 8 or 9 or 10 men down, just don't give up. And that was what they did. City came back in the second half very furious. They had all the chances. They created a lot of chances, with Leeds United playing much of their defensive role in the second half after losing the man down. But they weren't able to convert their chances to goal. But Leeds United, they just sat deep and soaked up all the pressure that Manchester City were putting at them. I would say the tactical brilliance indeed by Marcelo Bielsa. Pep Guardiola was humiliated. He was really humiliated. And this was what he had to say after that match. Pep Guardiola, enter.
How many 29 attempts today, but only one goal. And that'll be it. Let's get the reaction of the manager, Pep Guardiola.
Pep, how did that get away from you today?
Sorry?
How did that game get away from you today?
11-11 went tight, and the best moment that we have, we conceded a goal that we have to avoid it. So we were not aggressive enough in these areas. So, but we arrived in the final positions with the opposition. Unfortunately, we could not score a goal. And after the send off of them, the second half we were there. We didn't create them much as chances enough, maybe to create a little bit more. But when we play against teams set up in that way, with the pace they have in the contract, you have to avoid the contract. But before the goal, we concede another one. So we have to control the side with the João Alex. We could not do it. And after, yeah, at the end can happen because they have a team like the transition are fantastic. And yeah, they congratulate Leeds.
Manchester can rave about the summer being best. Then there's Liverpool and Arsenal and Spurs and all the rest. But let us sing the praises of the lads we love the best as Leeds go marching on. Glory, glory, Leeds United. Glory, glory, Leeds United.
Yes, all glory for Leeds United. All glory for Leeds United. Pep Guardiola was humiliated, but this Leeds United side, a side that we should watch out for, because week in, week out, they put up those brilliant performances. How can I not mention a young goalkeeper for Leeds United? He was on fire, and this match would have gone goals crazy, but all thanks to him, he was able to keep the scoreline like this, with Marcelo Bielsa winning Pep Guardiola. Not Pep Guardiola, I beg your pardon, not able to win Marcelo Bielsa home and away. And only a few sides have defeated City at home, with United, Manchester United, Tottenham and Leeds United being the only team to do so. We will now cross over as we take a review to another match that happened.
Let's Leeds go.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid.
6 months ago, it ended in a 7-goal stuff, with Aston Villa getting the better one of that one, of the encounter. Liverpool going 8 games without a win at home, but was Aston Villa. They were hoping to win Liverpool home and away. The last time they did this was 20 years ago. But of course, they weren't able to do that. Liverpool, they failed to score in the last 126 attempt at Anfield. But in this match, they finally got the result. Salah missed a glorious chance in the first half. But all thanks to Trent Alexander-Arnold, as he was able to get Liverpool all 3 points. They had a lot of chances in the first half, but they failed to convert them. Liverpool were everywhere of Aston Villa. They played beautiful football, moving up temporarily to fourth, as they looked to keep a chase for Champions League position. Aston Villa were first to score in the first half, but Liverpool equalized. A goal scored by Firmino was cancelled by VAR. Tight one at that. They used millimeter marking to cancel that goal for offside. But Emiliano Martinez, he was in fine form, putting up some fantastic save. But however, Alisson, he did not have the finest of moments. The goal Aston Villa scored could have been saved by him, considering the class of player he is. Instead, the ball passed through his hands and into the back of the net. Ever since returning from injury, he has dropped form. He's been making mistakes upon mistakes. But despite that, Jurgen Klopp will be well pleased with the results. Although they could have done better, although they could have defeated Aston Villa by a very good goal margin. But nevertheless, Jurgen Klopp is still pleased with this. This win will be a big boost for them, especially going into the quarterfinal stages of the UEFA Champions League second leg against Real Madrid, when their chances of progressing in that one looks very slim. Hopefully Liverpool, they will get to get the results here. Color football is a game, and Chelsea is the club. When you have a manager like Thomas Tuchel on your side, you know that everything is all right. Despite the loss they considered shockingly to West Bromwich Albion 5-2, Chelsea were able to bounce back, defeating Crystal Palace convincingly 4-2. It was Christian Pulisic, Kai Havertz, Kurt Zouma, and of course Christian Pulisic again, putting the icing on the cake for Chelsea after a very great performance by this Chelsea side. Currently now they are sitting fourth of the English Premier League table. They look in the Champions League position. This match was just a beauty to behold, as Edward Mendy, somebody said he was cooking beans, because no balls were really thrown at him, he was just relaxing. Crystal Palace, they were totally overrun by this Chelsea side. In the first half, they couldn't even make that many attempts. It was zero attempts to Chelsea's plenty attempts, and they were completely overrun by Chelsea, defensively, attackingly. And of course, Thomas Tuchel, he played a false nine in the person of Hakim, I beg your pardon, the person of Kai Havertz. A very, very different team that lost to West Bromwich Albion was what Thomas Tuchel used to get all 3 points against Crystal Palace. Well, Hodgson, the coach of Crystal Palace, he was seen very furious on the pitch because his team, they lost again. Crystal Palace, they failed to win Chelsea, of course. It was a brilliant performance indeed. Mason Mount, this man has been doing really well for Chelsea ever since the transition from both Frank Lampard to Thomas Tuchel. He has been winning those matches in and out. But talk about the match, Kai Havertz getting the goal. There were a lot of chances that he could have scored in this match, but he failed to convert those chances. Up next for Chelsea is the UEFA Champions League second leg quarter-final stages of the competition. Chelsea, they are already looking like winners. They're already looking that they progress to the semis with a 2-goal-away win against Porto. This win for Chelsea will be a big moral booster for them going into that match. And Thomas Tuchel has gotten everything, I guess so, to win this match. Let me know what your thoughts on our social media handles. How do you feel about all these games that were played over the weekend? What's your favorite result? What's your favorite score? Which team gave you joy the most? Which team surprised you? Let us know on all our social media handles, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Just search for Football Supplement Podcast. And on this point, we call it a wrap on today's edition of the podcast. My name is Dominic Victor, and I really appreciate you being there. Thank you very much for listening. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for the game between Manchester United and Tottenham. And of course, on Monday, we'll be doing a preview to Chelsea versus all the matches in the quarterfinal stages of the competition. Do have yourselves a great, great day ahead. Thank you, and I love you so much. Just stay on Football Supplement Podcast, because we are the best. Number one we are, number one we will be. Tick, tick, zoom.